a game where we struggled in the first half and into the third quarter offensively more than anything. I thought defensively we were doing all right. But just Metlakatla's matchup zone and their length and size gives us trouble. I believe we were down 17. I know 15 for sure. And then we changed the way we were playing defensively and got after them a little bit. And I felt throughout the whole game, I kept telling the guys that we're going to be within striking distance. They'll let us back in, and they did. We had it to, I believe, 4 points and had a couple of unfortunate calls go our way. They were able to get the lead back out to 9-10 points. And then we fought back again and made the fourth quarter very interesting. Great clock management by our kids the last couple of minutes. Someone told me that seemed like it lasted a whole quarter because we had so many possessions. Had another play where we were down four, stole the ball, and had a call go against us. But we still had, we were down three with 5-6 seconds left. Stole the ball, went in, and scored. Happened so fast, I don't think everybody realized we were down three. I scored a basket, went down one, but there was less than 5 seconds, and the Metlakatla player, very smart on his part, just held the ball out of bounds. So we weren't able to get another possession we needed. We needed another 5 seconds or one more possession. Really, really a hard-fought game on our part. Lots of heart and character showed by our players to just keep battling. You know, you're down double digits, but that believability was always there.
What was the mood of your team after that tough one?
That's a hard one. You know, you try to get up because you know you have another game coming for a right to go to state. But, you know, your goal all year is to be the champion. You know, everybody's is. And to come that close. And we had all the momentum our way. Just could not get a lucky. You know, I think you need to be really good, but you also need to have a couple of things go your way. And never really felt in that game the ball never really bounced our way, or we got that crucial break. So, you know, like I said, we within one possession there. So going in the locker room, you try to be positive. We were positive looking forward to the next day, but you're just emotionally spent. I've been doing this for a while, and that was probably one of the toughest losses, I think, going into a locker room, just knowing that you fought so hard and came so close. So.
And then going into Saturday, it was supposed to be a morning game. They changed the schedule around a little bit, so you had to sit a little bit while and think about that game more, too.
Yeah, I don't know if that helped because we got a little more rest or we got to stew on it a little longer. But, you know, the mood going into the game was we knew what the task at hand, and it sure wasn't because of lack of effort. We scored 2 points in the first quarter, and we had scored 31 in the fourth quarter against Metlakatla, and I thought we've got, you know, there were a couple of breaks in the game in the first quarter there, and we kept talking about we were getting really good looks at the basket, and the ball would not go in the hoop.
For either team, both teams were pretty cold.
Yeah, no, it wasn't I guess if you're a basketball purist defensively, it was a nice game to watch, but really hard fought on both sides, but we just couldn't score, and found ourselves down 7-8 points, and that really just kind of stayed there for the ball game. I think we got within five, but you know you leave a lot on the table the night before, and we were fighting uphill from the very beginning, and it just didn't work out. Again, not because of lack of effort. I mean, you watch the game, and the kids are fighting for everything especially on the defensive end. Haynes is scoring 60, 70 points a game, very explosive, and you know we held them to 38, which is what you know one of our goals is to hold a team under 40, but. You got to score more points.